Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It was like this. It was another day, and it was a day as usual. You would probably wake up about 2 in the afternoon. But that was because you're in Closerville. And, I was up only 6 hours in the day awake when I was on Closerville. Because the guinea pig on Closerville, about the first person in this country to be on Closerville. And, I went to your door. I didn't usually. And I thought, well, I'm going to go into town, get you a surprise. Or I wanted you to see if you wanted to come into town with me, go to Music Warehouse, you know, music shop, to get something, we'll go and have something to eat in our cafe. So, and then went in, and I could hear you snoring. Massive snoring, like you always did. Well, you always snore like that. You do, you always snore like that. And, so I sat there. Well, I didn't. I tried the lock. I tried the door key. I mean, the door handle, and there it was. Locked. So I was a bit surprised, because you, a stranger, you locked the door. But staff used to hassle you. So you ended up shutting it, I think, so they wouldn't come in and shout, "Shower, Adam, shave, Adam! I'm running the shower! Wake up!" And I didn't treat you like that. Kept trying the door handle time after time after time. And I gave up. I was saying, "Adam, Adam, wake up, Adam! Wake up, Adam!" And, still snoring, and it was weird, because, well, not really weird, I don't like that word, it was, then it changed into you were making, I think people have told me they're shunting noises. I don't know about that, but it's something like this. I mean, not like that. It was going, and then, and then it stopped. And at last. Stop snoring, stop shunting, but I didn't know what happened, so I sat there in the hall, the little hall bit, and I was thinking, oh, he's having a rest, he's having a nice sleep, he's having a good sleep, no snoring, yeah, he's having a good rest, and then I thought, well, he's getting some peace. Oh, he's really getting some peace. And then, after quite a long time, I realised that he'd stopped breathing completely. And that I might need to tell someone. So I went rushing around the building, shouting, Adam, stop breathing, and that's that part of the story, just part. I don't want to talk to you about the other bit, it's just stupid being herding and everything, and basically, what had happened, I found out later, is that you weren't breathing at all. Just as I said, Adam isn't breathing. And it was, that was that. I think I thought you might be being revived or something. I might have had that impression. I probably did. And then I found out a while later that it was that you died of a heart attack in your sleep. Yeah? And well, that's the word bit. I'd like to think, just, you know, there's nothing else. Well, maybe I should tell you. Obesity. Yeah? And, but a heart attack in your sleep, that's as peaceful as how Adam always was. Kind man. That was his last breath. Yeah? Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for listening. If you have. And keep this track for yourself if you ever want to, I don't know, if you want to feel bad, if you want to feel like zipper. Okay. Au revoir.